Treehouse Mouse soundboard.
My money, bitch.
What? House Cador.
Hit them next
one. Oh. House Cadoonies. Come on, everybody. Yeah. We're starting the show with that. What?
You don't clap, I'll kill you. Woohoo.
All right, well, with Tree Clubhouse aside, how's everybody? Back with an...
Oh, man, I got to give a special shout out.
Before the show starts,
to old people working at markets, man. Because this ain't nothing, you know, wrong with anything. Never know. They forget to price your stuff, so I went and got some eggnog and some Clarence cookies, and I paid $2 for both of them because they didn't ring up the eggnog. Shout out to that lady. The eggnog by itself was $3.99, so I was like, "Here, she just put it straight in the bag and just rang up the cookies." I ain't say nothing. I ran out that.
Shout out to y'all.
Shout out.
Y'all help us save money. Word life. All right, well. Shout outs out the way. Back with another Let's Get It In podcast for the last Sunday of October, y'all.
Yes,
yeah, we getting close.
Yeah,
we getting Santa's getting ready. Fucking Gabe Newell's getting ready. Fucking everybody's getting ready, man. Armageddon, man. It's about to Armageddon 2013.
Yeah, I actually like Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. It's my favorite time of year.
Honestly, my favorite 3 months.
Because I watch movies and stuff like that, and I always think. But yeah, those three are my favorite. And we were always small. Those three holidays was always big in our family.
Yeah.
So I think that just continues on as we got older. So like those three, sometimes Easter too, but these three really.
It's
stand like out.
It's the lull, then Easter, and then the big three. Yeah. You know,
but Issa was another big one in our family.
And that, I mean, yeah, and like you were saying, it changes as we get older. We find different stuff to get excited. I mean, we always excited about, but we have different stuff.
Oh yeah, we just get excited and stuff. But I still love it. Like when I was 14 years old, coming down that steps, and I seen a Mortal Kombat boat and Power Rangers and a Game Gear, I lost my mind. I still get that feeling.
Yeah,
even though I'm a old adult now, I don't care. Christmas, to me, is every time I go to a store and I'm able to buy what I want. That's Christmas to me
another
now.
Another TV.
Not just TV, but anything. It was just anything.
Yeah. But, well, since you're the only one here with kids, you know, maybe, you know, they remember, you know, once they get older. Once they get older, give me that look. All right, nigga. All right, well...
We're gonna spread the holiday.
I was trying to make it cheerful, but you know. but let's start off with some current gen news. Chris, you got some stuff about Grand Theft Auto?
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Grand Theft Auto 5?
Yeah, I got it. You know,
what?
I didn't think I was supposed to, but I went ahead and bought it anyway. Game is smooth, man. It's awesome. Well, first, like, you gotta download, you know, like, some of the
games. A bunch of patches and stuff.
Oh, did you have enough space? Or you had to delete some
stuff? I had to delete some stuff. Yeah, I'm starting to
How much space was it that you had to get rid of?
Man, that game take 8 gigs out of your memory. And then a little bit more.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I had to delete some of the games that I had bought from, like, Xbox Live.
But you can always re-download them.
You can re-download, yeah. Yeah. They're on the cloud.
Opening scene is pretty freaking awesome. Probably one of the best, I'd say, opening scenes from the franchise. Graphics are there. Graphics are just amazing. You can still do all your, you know, regular stuff with Grand Theft Auto. I think, spoilers, by the way.
Okay.
I think one of my favorite things is that you're actually able to control three characters throughout the game. And each of them got their own attributes, their own, like, little stories, but they're all connected in some way.
Yeah.
So it's pretty tight there. Then you got skills, and you can still use your cell phone for things. I'm mainly playing, like, the main storyline for all three. I did get a chance to dabble into the online, which is pretty fucking awesome, too.
Okay.
It's just basically like you in Grand Theft Auto World, and, you know, you got your friends, and you can build crews, you know, you can have crews battle each other, you can do jobs around the city, so you kind of create your own storyline, kind of create havoc with all your friends. They've got a lot of different, like games you can play, you know, like, you know, last one standing kind of thing,
or,
you know, first of races, like that sort of thing. It's just basically like you in Grand Theft Auto World with your friends. I've been booted off of that a few times, so that's why I kind of stuck with the main storyline until they kind of fixed
that out. Yeah, they said they was working on that stuff, but that's had a problem since it launched. So.
Yeah, but I did get a chance to hop on there and have some fun.
But the single player game is hot.
Yeah, I was going to say, how far you got into the single player?
I'm 30% plus finish, like, the whole game.
Oh, thanks. And you actually played more than I thought you
did. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Yeah, well, I was like, damn.
Yeah, because I gotta say, like, I've only beaten, besides, like, I haven't finished the fifth one, but I've beaten Grand Theft Auto 3 and Grand Theft Auto Vice City, which Vice City to me is, like,
your favorite one.
Yeah. That's my favorite one.
I like Vice City too.
Yeah, San Andreas got kind of dull. Mm-hmm. And Grand Theft Auto 4 is pretty good too, but I just hadn't gotten around to beating it. But this one, I'm hooked to it.
Okay.
So I would definitely say Grand Theft Auto is as big as its hype is.
Go out. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. Can't wait for the DLC stuff to come out too.
Yeah, I forgot. Damn, they still got fucking DLC.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with one game coming out, another is delayed. Now, since we weren't here last week. One of the stories that I had was the Watch Dogs delay. Mm-hmm. Not that we care, because, you know, you got Grand Theft Auto,
I'm sure.
You know, Devil, you got the systems coming. I got games I gotta play, but I was just not even a debate, just a stupid backlash. You know, people, if y'all was gonna get the game, you know, and just retarded, you know, just, I'm not gonna, you know, well, you're gonna be fucking missing out. And also, too, it's a smart move by Ubisoft. All these fucking games coming out in November, and then they got a whole new console coming out. I mean, yeah, Watch Dogs is like, you know, maybe that was like one of your first games you're going to get, but it's on Xbox, it's on PS3, so.
Yeah, well, some people angry because, you know, they were selling it in a bundle.
Yeah, that was the main thing. And then that's not really the fault of Ubisoft. That's more on the retailers, because some retailers, like Amazon, they gave people gift cards, or, you know, like the redeem money for like a game, but still like a, what's his name? But places like Best Buy just cancel people's.
Well, yeah, well, they fixed it now, but that's all of their fault. It's Ubisoft fault too, because they knew that was bundled.
They didn't let anybody know ahead of time.
Yeah, well, they can't do that without Ubisoft knowing. So it sucks for me personally. I was going to get it, you know, it's not like a real big money
grab. Yeah.
No, yeah. So I'll get it when it come out. I don't know which system. I don't care. Yeah. I really haven't heard any backlash. I know it got delayed.
Yeah.
And some people was angry, you know, saying they were going to cancel their PS4s and stuff like that. But for me, I'll just wait when it come out.
Yeah.
But I can see how some people would be angry if they did pre-order the bundle. And the game got canceled, and some of the retailers and stuff like that are giving gift cards and stuff like that and canceling the pre-order. So I can see how that could get them mad, but for me, I heard it was late. I'm just like, okay, I just wait till it come out. No big deal.
And I mean, well, now they're going to have to wait anyway. And also, too, like, yeah, small part on, I mean, part, well, big portion of blame does go to Ubisoft. Like, you delay the game, like, less than a month before the fucking console come out. Like, y'all should have knew that by Tokyo Game Show, that the game wasn't going to get done. That's like early September. That's enough time. I mean, that's enough time, I would think. But,
it could help out Assassin's Creed, though.
Yeah, it could.
Me, personally, I stopped playing Assassin's Creed after Revelations. No, before Revelations, I think. I just got tired of them releasing that review, but it could help that out. And yeah. It could put them out the way of battling each other, because both on Ubisoft.
Yeah, so but yeah, and they both
kind of... They're just spreading it out.
Yeah.
And me, personally, I think it's good, because, you know, the law after the launch games come out sometimes can be dull.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's okay. I can see how people be angry about it, though, but... It's always other games to play, and you still got your old gen unless you're going to get rid of your old gen.
Unless
you're
trading that shit in, yeah.
To come out there, so I'm excited. Can't wait. I would still wish it did come out with the system, but I can't wait and play something else.
Yeah, otherwise it'd just get lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people would get it for $20 instead of the $60 that they wanted for. Not Tokyo Game Show. What is the game? There was another game thing that came out, and a bunch of like trailers and stuff came out for next gen, current gen stuff. Just real quick. They talked about the Metal Gear Solid. Is it Metal Gear Solid 5?
I don't know. I haven't heard any.
The newer one. They just discussed like the open world mechanic and how things are still gonna be happening once you're not around. They changed patrols. Things like that. You gotta, you know your area and things like that. That's kind of it. One I wanted to talk about was they released a trailer to... y'all bear with me on this one. They released a trailer of Kingdom Hearts 2.5, which is Kingdom Hearts 2 Final Mix that came out in Japan. And I believe... not Rechain of Memories, but it is another game. And then the cinematic of that. That'll come out... I want to say February of next year. That's fine. But that's not really what I was talking about. They have a gameplay, not demo, but a demo of Kingdom Hearts 3, like, gameplay. And if that game looks like how they have it on the display, PS3 would be the first system I'm getting.
Well, you got a PS3.
Not PS3. PS4.
PS4?
Yeah. It's a barbershop, y'all. You don't have to get factual. But that was about it. And then here's the kind of last main story I had. Because besides the Captain America 2 trailer, which, I mean,
that actually call
the police on that.
Yeah.
And then Thor comes out not this week, but the beginning of next week. The Thor 2, that comes out. I'm kind of excited, you know, just excited about those. Y'all had any opinions on those? I know
I haven't seen them.
I know you don't see them. You probably won't see them till.
No, I haven't seen the trailers either.
Oh, the trailers either. Okay.
No, I haven't seen nothing.
Okay.
So I can
well, I know. Say. Yeah. Okay. Well, you have an excuse, but
the only thing I seen trailer wise, I seen was Paranormal Activity the 1, and that looks like total crap. And I'm still gonna end up watching it.
I'm about to say Halloween movie Paranormal Activity 8.
But that movie looked terrible, but I'm still gonna watch it. But that's the only trailer I seen. So
her and that baby.
Oh, that and something called like The Devil's Own, some devil something or another scary movie.
Mm.
That's the only two trailers I seen. I want to see both of them, but that Paranormal Activity, that looks like crap. But back to y'all with the.
And Carrie came out too.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say I think it's fascinating, you know, like all the people from the Marvel doing like the Avengers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's you know, they've got their own little set movie and then they all come together.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, that must be a pretty vigorous schedule as far as for an actor, you know. I think it's pretty cool. Captain America, I'm pretty excited about next year. I don't really follow Thor. I never really.
Yeah.
But the guy that does the movies for him, he's pretty good. So
Chris Hemsworth, yeah, I like him.
Yeah,
he's pretty cool. But yeah, Captain America.
Yeah,
let's get it.
All right, and I guess that's it for movie news. I mean, I haven't seen anything. one last next gen thing I want to say. It's not really concerning because it's just business and. You know, things move on. But a recent article came out, and we all know Capcom ain't got no money. But a recent interview with one of the producers with Street Fighter said that, you know, if they wanted to, if, well, they can't if they wanted to, but they can't, Capcom doesn't even have enough money to port Street Fighter 4 to next gen, even if they wanted to. They don't have enough assets to even just port a game, not even creating like a new game or whatnot. I just wanted to know, how do you guys feel about the state of Capcom at this point?
Man, that's fucking bullshit. You don't believe that damn article. Then how are they going to make it deep down for the PS4 and stuff like that then? That's a whole next
gen game. Are they publishing it? Or?
They making the game from scratch.
Okay.
Man, something wrong. Y'all read the internet too much now, man. Capcom
ain't we gotta get stories.
Capcom ain't got no money at all.
They have money, but not as much as everyone else.
How are they making Dead Rising?
Microsoft is bankrolling on that. That's exclusive.
But Capcom is still making it.
Yeah, but Microsoft is giving them the money to do it though.
Man,
that's exclusive.
Wrong. Well, I want to see how their numbers stack as far as like how many games they sold software wise and like, because I mean that would be kind of the determining factor. Like, has Capcom kind of lost its steam? Because it used to be like one of the biggest.
You know, I think they have
companies.
Man, when Capcom officially comes out and say we ain't got no money, then I pay some attention to it. So now it's just he say she say.
Okay.
He say she say.
Okay. Well, then that's not just about Capcom then. It was just about games in general. We know games are getting expensive and stuff like that, but what about some of these companies that can't afford to make games?
That's not my problem.
Well, we know that's not your problem, but what I'm asking is,
go work at McDonald's.
I don't think that's enough to make a game.
But they got Steam Greenlight. They can make money that way too. They got Steam.
That's what I mean. Like, that's what I'm asking. It's like alternative ways to, you know, get stuff out without being bankrupt, because, you know, with some of these companies going, okay, some of the, you know, once they start selling IPs, like, what is it, THQ, okay, the biggest sellers, we know they're going to get picked up, but, like, you know, some game, maybe, like, some obscure game that they made that you guys love, or, you know.
Game companies will be fine. I tell you a little story. Okay. I'm trying to know this little stupid game called Candy Crush on iPhone and Android.
Yes. Everybody's been.
That game makes $650,000 a day. A day. Come on, man. Get out of my face with that. Get out of my face with that. $650,000 a day.
Off for a little Candy Crush.
Come on, man.
But that's just one game, though.
That's the point.
No, but I'm saying, though, that's just one company making. That's not everybody. Somebody's.
Okay, I can hear another company. World of Warcraft.
Okay.
Come on.
Well, yeah, that's unstoppable.
I mean, come on. Call of Duty. Grand Theft Auto. Come on, man. Get out of my face with that, man. You better go and read something else.
What do you mean? I'm just saying, though, we know that the next gen is coming, so, and we know some of these companies have been going bankrupt.
They went bankrupt because they don't know how to handle their money. They put so much in these. Oh, let's pay $80 million to make Darksiders when you know the thing only going to make about $20 million back. Don't be stupid.
That's what I'm asking. Yeah, that's what I'm... That's the kind of opinions I'm asking for. Yeah. And then, some of these companies...
Resident Evil 6, they said, was the biggest Resident Evil seller, period.
Really?
Yeah. Resident Evil 6, that crappy game we talk crap about, they said it was the Resident
I didn't say it was crappy.
Biggest selling game.
It was
game.
Crappy.
I just didn't finish the story.
I mean, nah. Like I like it as a game, but it's just
well. And then also, I was just meaning just some of these companies just neglecting maybe some of the other, you know, franchises.
They can do what they want. I don't understand what you mean by neglecting.
They can do. Yeah, I'm just
like, give me an example.
Mega Man.
What about Mega Man? Mega Man never sold 8 and 9 million copies of a game. See, you want that internet stuff right now.
I'm not.
And Mega Man is as good as he is and how wonderful he is, even back in the Nintendo days, he's not a major character anymore. He's not going to sell 7-8 million copies of a game. He might sell 2 or 3. Now, the point of that is, okay, if you know it, Mega Man's going to sell 2 or 3 million copies, don't make Mega Man for $100 million.
Okay, there you go.
Like, you know, lower the standards.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, come on, man. What's wrong with you?
What do you mean, what's wrong with me?
I don't know what happened to him, Shaw.
What you mean?
I don't know what happened to him, Shaw.
What you mean?
Come on, Shaw. Come on.
What are some companies that have actually gone out of business throughout the years?
Atari.
THQ. But THQ also, THQ did something dumb.
Yeah.
They bet all that money on UDraw, like $180 million on UDraw.
Wii,
Xbox 360, and PS3, $180 million? Come on, man. Get out of here.
Yeah.
They paying all these monies, that game that supposedly came out with the baseball player and all that stuff.
It's not Roger Clemens, Kirk Schilling.
Stuff, man. Come on, man. Hey, they didn't manage their money right. So now they paying for it. Eat it. Shut up. You never see 2K saying they going out of business. Even if a Grand Theft Auto don't come out in a year,
like, they'll be fine because they got sports games.
Yeah, true, but they're lowered. Even if they make a decline, say they lose $13 million this quarter, that next quarter they usually make it back.
Right.
They know how to manage and still do new IPs, bring back the old IPs. They know how to manage their money. And now they got wrestling also. So, they should take a book out of 2K, EA. EA ain't going nowhere.
2K publish games, don't they?
Yeah, and they make games.
What the hell is that?
Sharks having a little tantrum. And they make games, so come on, man. Look at EA. EA said they had like something like 20-something games in development. Sony says they got 60 games in development. Come on, man. And Microsoft doing stuff with TV. I don't care about no TV. Give me the game. But I guess if they want to spend it, they'll spend it. But man, that stuff ain't going away. People just need to learn how to manage their money. These big
companies, organizations.
Yeah. As far as Capcom being out, they ain't got no money. Go with it, bro. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
I should have refrained from using like an actual company name. It just said companies in general.
No, they probably don't got as much money as they did before.
Yeah, yeah.
But if they can pull some shit. All
right.
That's why I try not to read a lot of the internet like I used to. Some of that stuff.
Oh,
you
gotta get stories. I mean, if we don't have stories,
it's fine. That's for you. But now when you bring it to me, I'm just like, man, use your head. Man, get that shit.
Otherwise, it'd be just, 40 minutes of dead air. But speaking of something scary, now, we all know, and not having a lot of money is scary. But Halloween is Thursday. Wow. Y'all gonna dress up as anything?
Hell yeah.
Yep.
I'm gonna go get me a costume soon as I finish it.
Yes, I will be dressing up. And I'm looking for a party if anybody want contact.
Okay. Alright. I don't know. I think I might dress up as a broke man. But, well, since we are gaming,
no costume.
apparently our sister, she's scared too. She don't know.
She over there.
Yeah. All right. Now we dabbling. But since we are a gaming podcast, let's talk about some scary games, y'all. Either that is a wounded dog or a werewolf. Take your pick. don't even answer. Just you guys got any recommendations or just scary games or scary game titles? I have a list here, but I want you guys to, I want you guys to be part of it too. I know or scary game stories or.
I got one.
There you go.
One of my
Shark.
Fatal Frame.
Fatal Frame. I wrote that down. I'm going to cross that out. Yep, Fatal Frame.
Yes, that game was freaking scary. Actually, I jumped to a lot of games, but Fatal Frame was actually the one where I was like, I got to put the remote down. Like, what just happened? Kind of thing. Like, I'm about to go call my mom kind of thing.
Mama, that goes.
Yeah. That was definitely one of my all-time, scariest games that I've played.
Mm-hmm.
Along with some of the Silent Hills, like Silent Hill 2 was really scary.
Okay.
I was kind of running down this.
Go ahead. Yeah, don't matter. Go ahead.
And I mean, and you know, we all did a whole Resident Evil like thing. I'm gonna have to say like the scariest. It had to been like Resident Evil 1 or 2.
Okay.
Back when, you know, they were more about the scare than they were about the action.
Mm-hmm.
The plot, the action plot of things.
Okay.
So that's like I'd say my 3.
Okay. You don't have any more or just?
Well, I know there's one game I've only played like a few minutes of it,
mm-hmm.
but was it Eternal Darkness?
Yes, yeah, that's for the GameCube. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've heard that go down as one of the scariest games of all time, still to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Touch
on that in a second. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I know there's like one goofy, scary game that I got from Dirty Devil,
mm-hmm.
and that was Illbleed. I mean, you know, that was like back in the Dreamcast
day, yeah,
but that it was pretty funny. I actually didn't get too far in that game. I kind of put it down.
Right.
But it was funny. It was free.
Devil, you got any?
I ain't got none. But I knew that game was a piece of shit. I paid full price for that
game. That's why you gave it to me.
Go ahead. You just gonna go off of what I got?
Man, that game was shit. I paid full price for that too.
Well, I scratch off it.
The thing was, I forgot all about it. Chris bought that up. Mm-hmm. Man, that game's fucking terrible.
Yeah, I wrote that down. I remember that game because like. I remember when, I don't know if it was like the day you got it or like, because you know, we shared a room. So I didn't know if it was the day you got it or like, it had to be like the first week because like, after like a month, yeah, it was gone. It was like, where the hell did it go? Man, I get it, Chris, man. You know?
Yeah, sure.
But like, I remember it was like you and my uncle, you're sitting down playing it, but y'all didn't know what the fuck y'all were doing. Like, okay, you know, you didn't, like, y'all was like figuring out what the hell they're doing. Like, this is the days of, you know, it wasn't like internet. So like either like GamePro or IGN or Dreamcast Magazine had to have, you know, some kind of like
tips and tricks,
mm-hmm. some kind of guide to show, you know, how to either play the game or how to get ahead in the game or a particular part in the game. But like, I remember y'all sitting down there like, man, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And then like, you ran into like, what the hell, a guillotine or something like that. You're like, man, how I die, man? I just ran into it, man. Why I'm supposed to find my friends? How I'm supposed to do that? And I just sitting there, just cracking up, just laughing, because like, oh, he's just befuddled on like, man, what the fuck I paid for, man?
This was horrible.
Yeah.
This is old uncle. And I don't know how old I was. Maybe 16, what? Yeah. 16, yeah. 17, something like that. It's two pretty much grown men sitting there trying. Man, that game was trying to horrible, figure that out. Man. Mm-hmm. We sitting there looking at each other. You know, from when you first get a game, like, oh man, this game gonna be good. Man, 2 hours later, man,
fuck is this?
Man, what is this, man?
Yeah.
And we switch and taking turns, like, oh, you don't know what you're doing. Watch me. And we should say that me and our uncle and us, we actually have been through a lot of games. Like, one of us just gotten with the tips and tricks book and the other one playing it.
Yeah.
Man, this game is just terrible. Man, Illbleed is crap. Gotta give you a special shout out for that one. That just brings back bad memories.
I think I might actually get that. If I find it cheap, I might actually get it.
That game was horrible.
Just probably let's play it.
My dreams, man. I'm just sitting there, oh, this game gonna be hot. Like y'all was talking about, it was something on Dreamcast. Like, oh, God, crap, man.
Yeah, I didn't
play that game. No.
I mean, because at that time, we couldn't. It's not like it now. I don't think you could get rid of the game unless it was like scratched or something like that. Or
you could.
Something was wrong with it.
The only way you could actually get rid of the game was either return it, which you couldn't because you had already opened it.
Yeah, it couldn't have been open or something like that.
Yeah, it couldn't have been open, or you traded in and it's like, well, at least trade-ins back then was at least a little bit more generous than they are now. Fucking $20 for a $60 game I just bought. You know, game came out the same day. It's still in the wrapper. $25. What the hell?
Man, that game was horrible. So I'm sorry I did that to you, Sean.
No, it's all
good. No, that's good. Wait, did you have any more games?
I just remembered three more games I just wanted to highlight as far as scare tactics go.
Okay.
Well, since we're on like a horrible game, what's his face? Alone in the Dark. Have you guys played that?
I played a little bit of it. I haven't played the new one. The Xbox. but I didn't finish it.
That was one of my drinks.
The fire on that game was hot, though. The graphics at that time was hot, too, but I didn't finish it.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I mean, it didn't suck. It could have been a little bit better.
Right. Well, it's like the TV episodes, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was an interesting story, too.
Did you finish that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. I didn't finish it either, because I thought the controls sucked balls.
Yeah.
So I stopped playing it.
Mm-hmm.
That time, the graphics was hot.
Silent Hill 4, The Room.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That was
I haven't played that one. I watched you play it, but it was like 20 minutes. Yeah. But yeah, I haven't played that one.
Yeah, we got that. We had that on the Xbox.
I want to get back. Yeah, I want to get back.
Was that on the Xbox?
It was on the Xbox.
Yeah.
That game was weird.
Mm-hmm.
That game was pretty hot. I beat that like 3 or 4 times because I was like, I don't know. It's one of my favorites. And also Dead Space.
Okay.
Especially the first one.
Yeah, I bought this. Yeah.
Because you get on that Ishimura.
Woo! And also, I had got Dead Space.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, we talked about Dead Space. Go ahead.
Give a special shout out to Kmart for this. I had some Kmart points.
Mm-hmm.
And the game was $9.99 on sale. I used my Kmart points. And I paid $1.83 for that game, the first one,
mm-hmm.
a couple years ago. I don't know if Dead. Now, I only played the first one. I haven't played the second or third one. But I don't know if I like Dead Space.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if that's for me. Like, I played it. I don't know how far I got in the game. I played it on. I actually prefer that game on a PS3.
Okay.
I played it a little bit. Maybe got close to the end and didn't finish it. And I haven't played the second or third one. So maybe just the first one's not for me. Okay. I wouldn't mind giving a second or third one a try, but.
Okay.
I haven't. So I can't really say anything just about the first one. I don't know if that's for me. How about y'all?
Actually, I'm more interested on what you don't like about it, or is it just you know how these we get these games and it's just like nah.
Oh, I don't know if it's something I don't like about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I don't like the gun, like the little plasma thing.
Yeah,
it was just some games that game.
Yeah, it's just some games. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, like I said, that's only the first one. I could play the second and third. I'm like, oh, this game's hot.
Mm-hmm.
But that first one, I just. Didn't it's just like it. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But it was a good game, but I just, you know, just not for me. Like, I didn't like it. For some reason, it didn't grab me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. I have it. Actually, that was one of the games I was debating. The first one was one of the games I was debating on during this month of October. But, you know, two other games came along because I don't remember me finishing in that game. But I do remember jumping and pausing the game. Well, actually, I didn't pause the game. A fucking battery pack jumped out the controller, and I just was like, all right, well, since it paused, and, you know, I got to put the controller pack back in, I'm just going to run and get something. Yeah, that game is fucking scary. I mean, yeah, they took cues from at least the first Resident Evil, but, like, yeah, I mean, after a while, the jump scares, it gets a little bored, but, like the first 30 minutes are pretty gripping, you know? And they take so many cues from, you know, sci-fi movies and other things like that. And you know, the story of Isaac, but like the abandoned ship, the space parts. I mean, I like all that.
I think, yeah, at least.
The alien artifact, I like that.
The key, I think, to a great scary game is really creating that atmosphere outside of the television.
It is atmosphere. It's all about atmosphere.
So,
yeah, I haven't played the second or third one either. I plan on finishing them anyway. But
yeah,
I just haven't gotten around to getting them.
I actually haven't. I think I'm almost done with the third one.
But you played the second one, right?
Yeah, I got three of them.
Yeah, okay. See,
so I'm a big Isaac fan.
Okay. It's not that I don't like him. It's just like his story is just kind of, at least in the first game. I don't know about the other games, but like, okay, it's like we're getting this chick we really don't know about. I know he's invested in them, but it's just like,
I don't remember if she, I think he knows that, I think he's searching for her and then he finds out that.
Spoilers.
She's not.
We don't really care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The game's like dirt old now.
Yeah. But, and then, like, the thing at the end. Yeah. But he finds out. Yeah, he finds out.
He finds out that she's not. Yeah. She's not alive.
All right. I got some other ones. You said Fatal Frame. Yeah. that kind of sticks with you because, you know, you see, like, some of these, like, you know, ghosts caught on, you know, ghosts caught on tape or stuff like that. And it's, you know, it's kind of like, it's like half human or whatnot. And then you got to take the picture of them and then they fuck with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that. Now, I remember that game came out on, like, one of those PlayStation magazines. And it was, like, the import version. And, you know, it's all in Japanese, so we didn't know what the fuck was going on. But, like, we saw that in the picture, it was like, oh, ghost! You know, and it's like, what the
fuck? And you still got to take a picture of him.
Yeah, I was like, what the kill him. What the fuck? But, yeah, I'm just gonna run down. We'll say how we feel about him. Bryden, you talked a couple weeks ago about The Wolf Among Us. Isn't that kind of like a scary
episode? Oh, no, that's not scary, no. Okay, that's more fairy tale, like, Disney, like, you know these characters, like the Big Bad Wolf, stuff like that. It can be considered, Big Bad Wolf, stuff like that.
Not the movie, but the game.
Yeah. But yeah, that, I guess it wouldn't be considered a scary, it can...
Fairy tale.
Fairy tale. Okay.
Well, the same people that made that made another scary game.
And I just say, that's scary in a way, too. But man, if you didn't play The Wolf Among Us, man, and you liked The Walking Dead... It's $5. Man, that game is awesome. And the cliffhanger at the end I just can't wait for the part two. Because I don't want to give any spoilers away. But right, man, that's $5 well spent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then The Walking Dead. I played episode 1 and episode 2. I just haven't had any time to get back around to them. I'm probably just going to redo the whole ones for a Let's Play or something. But I enjoy the fuck out those games.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah. Even though, I mean... That's kind of like the mode between video game and, like, telling, like, you know, a decent, you know, a really good story and whatnot. All right, we're just gonna run out. Anybody remember D2 for the Dreamcast?
I was thinking about that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I remember.
It's hard to find that game now.
Yeah. It is. eBay is fucking expensive. I remember D1. I think it was like either for the PlayStation or the Saturn or something like that. It was kind of like, you know, that one was like a point and click adventure. Mm-hmm. Kind of thing.
Trying to think.
Does anybody? I know. I remember because I ended up buying it. And I ended up beating it for the PS2. Anybody remember Extermination?
No.
Okay. It was kind of like it's like one of the guys who made Resident Evil. He left and he made Extermination. And it was. I think I still have it, but I would say play that. It's kind of like The Thing and. Yeah, I know you guys remember this from the Dreamcast, and I know Brandon, you better say something about it. But like, I remember when you first got it. I remember Blue Stinger for the Dreamcast.
That's not scary, fool.
It is. It's kind of like goofy scary.
Man, that game
it's
is a different goof.
It's okay. It's a different because I have like not horror themed games, but like you know, kind of goofy esque kind of games on here. But like, that's kind of come on now. I mean, yeah, it's not it's. Now, it's blood and guts, but it ain't like, you know, you know, there can be like funny horror stuff too.
Man, so, the game controls on that sucked another sack of shit.
Clunky than a motherfucker.
But motherfucker wearing them tight ass blue jeans. Man,
doing
rocking the penny loafers.
Sweet kicks. You gotta buy snacks and stuff.
Man, the game, at the time, the game was hot though. Like, I don't know how we got it or when we got it. I know we got it.
I think, no, it was a Christmas gift. It was Christmas of that same year that the Dreamcast came out. I think Mommy bought it.
Yeah, and so, yeah, and at the time I was like, oh, they cussing and stuff in it. Like, that was a big deal. So, at the time, when you get it, you ain't got nothing else better to do but to play it. And that was one game I was all excited about. But now if I played it, and I would go back and kick myself in the back. Damn, like, why are you playing this shit?
Damn, man, I really.
Ain't scary, though.
I know it ain't. Like, I know it ain't just like
goofy.
Scary.
If you want to call it goofy because like they had goofy, monsters scary, and stuff.
I mean, that's another thing, too. Like, I wrote that down, but with like ghosts and stuff like that. Because I wrote Luigi's Mansion down. Luigi's Mansion isn't necessarily a spooky game, but like, you know, it's got ghosts in it. It's for the kids, you know. It's, you know. I'm talking Halloween.
Yeah, that's better than a lot of them games you said on there so far.
Yeah, Luigi's Mansion. I remember when I got that with the fucking GameCube too. I fucking lost my shit.
Yeah, that.
But that and Rogue Squadron for the those were some memories. I remember beating fucking Luigi's Mansion and losing my shit. We mentioned Eternal Darkness. That game is That game is fucking call police on that. That game, maybe not now because, you know, with different stuff, but that game, like back in the day because TVs were stuff were older, that game fucks with you. It'll say you died. You didn't die. You gotta hit either retry to like, you know, to wake back up or something like that. Or like, it'll fuck with you, try to make it seem like you turned the volume down on the TV. You know, you didn't do it. Or it does the old Metal Gear Solid treatment where it thinks like you switched from TV to the video and you know you didn't, kind of thing. Or it'll like false boot the GameCube to make it look like, make it think like it turned off, which it didn't. You know, just things like that to like fuck with you. Even, you know, you walking in the upside down room or something like that.
Yeah.
And it is scary. Another series I wrote down was the Fear series.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think that's probably more for me.
That's up your alley.
I couldn't stop playing the first one online.
Mm-hmm.
I beat the second one. I didn't beat the third one.
Mm-hmm.
And I did beat Fear Files. But yeah, that game, I love that first and second game.
Mm-hmm.
The little girl creeped me out a little bit.
Yeah.
I haven't played the third one because I
can't. She just come out of nowhere,
yeah,
too.
But as far as that, that's one of my maybe top 5 horror games or top 10 horror games. I like that a lot.
Okay.
And at the time, it was a big deal because like the bullets ripped through everything and it beat debris and everything for the 360.
Mm-hmm.
So that probably helped it out a lot too in my book. But yeah. I like the Fear series. I just haven't finished the third one.
Mm-hmm.
But the first and second one, yeah, I finished those two. The first one, I couldn't stop playing.
Yeah.
And the first one online, I think I spent over 40 hours playing that game.
and also, too, it's like the horror theme makes it different from everything else. I mean, otherwise, it would probably, I don't know, Painkiller or something like that. But, like, I really do. And, yeah, like the horror moments that show up, they're not to be fucked with. It ain't, we was talking about Blue Stinger being goofy. This shit ain't goofy. It ain't not about
dark too.
Yeah, it's dark. Very dark. Another game I wrote down in here was Zombie U. Now, granted, it's scary ish, not really, but
y'all sleeping on the series, but I'm gonna wait till you done.
I'm not. I got it. I enjoy it.
No, but, no, I'm talking about another series that y'all didn't bring up yet.
Okay, okay. Well,
maybe that y'all, maybe because y'all, I just...
Well, actually, go ahead, because, okay, I like Zombie U. I think I gave my opinion on it when I was talking about the Wii U anyway.
Uh-huh.
But,
this series, I think you're sleeping on. Okay, when the Xbox 360 first came out, what was the horror game everybody was talking about?
Alan Wake?
No, that didn't launch with the system.
Oh, Condemned.
There you go.
Yeah.
That game... You haven't played it?
The man.
You haven't, man. Come on.
Let's play. Yeah, we gotta come. Let's play.
Condemn the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Straight fire.
Yeah.
Condemn 2. Talking about horror.
I didn't play Condemn
2. Oh man, ain't nothing scarier than a bear chasing you through a house in first person.
Oh snap!
Come out, man.
Yeah.
Man, Condemn, and it's like, you like first-person shooters and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine first-person shooters, except I'm gonna pick this board off the wall. Imagine getting chased by a serial killer through the place in the dark. You ain't played Condemned? What?
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, too, I remember having like a forensic investigation kind of
theme all to that it stuff, too. Yeah.
But yeah, I remember. Yeah, I think I did get the first one. But yeah, I played and beat that. I wasn't sleeping on it. I just didn't write it
down. The second one, man, y'all. This fool done went through it. And then, I don't want to get no spoilers away.
Go ahead. They fucking old.
You haven't played Condemned 2, go play it.
Okay.
You can probably get for like $8.
Yeah, I'll probably look both of them up on eBay because like the first one's probably like, you know, you probably find one for like $3 on eBay or something like that. It came out with the system, but like...
True, but I don't know. I stopped getting a lot of stuff from eBay after the guy jipped me on a ticket. I got my money back and everything like that, but I'm trying. If it's like $2 or $3 more I can get from GameStop, I don't mind getting it from GameStop. Shout out to GameStop. They had a good deal. I didn't get anything. GameStop, they've been doing okay lately.
Yeah, GameStop been fine.
Why do you call him Game Slayer?
I just refer back to the, you know, the,
that's dumb. The like it's a store.
I know it's a store, but you can't. It's like family. You can't make fun of family. Shit, I go there, buy shit all the time.
Game. That's just.
I got Tink and Tag 2 there.
Game Slayer. That's just dumb.
Like, can we get back on horror games?
We're going Game Slayer.
You can go back there.
I don't, out of here.
All right, back on the you guys mentioned
that's solid. Like me going to Best Buy and saying it's bitch buy, but I'm going to, come on, Game Slut. Nigga, it's Game Stop.
Okay, Game Stop.
No, they shot there a lot.
Hey, all right. Well, we mentioned the Silent Hill series. I haven't played The Room. I remember the two I remember fondly is 1 and 2. Again, you know, sitting down playing with our uncle and whatnot. Getting lost on the first one.
We had a and tips I, and tricks guide.
Yeah. Getting lost for the longest fucking, y'all hit a static. Y'all hit a, oh shit, something in the room with us. Y'all hit a static. You know, trying to figure out the fucking piano puzzle. With the fucking blood on the piano and shit. Yeah. And making our way to the hospital. And then the second one, more importantly you, well, sitting down watching you play the second one. That bitch on the goddamn carousel. You know, man, that keep killing me, man. I'm gonna cut up. You know, coming by, rolling by with the shotgun, and the multiple endings that one had.
And also, I gotta give a special shout out to my mother, because my mother actually helped me with one of those puzzles that was in the game I couldn't figure out, and she figured it out right away. So, give a special shout out to her, because I was actually stuck on that game for like 2 weeks, and I was like, you know, this puzzle. I asked mommy, can you help me with this puzzle? She figured it out right away, Shout out to mommy for that.
Damn. And then there's the Shattered Memories on the Wii, and there's other ones, but yeah, I just finally remember those two. You guys, I know you guys played 3 in The Room, and there was
the new one that came out later.
Downhill or something like that. Downpour. I know.
Man,
that
was $10 on Xbox Live a couple weeks.
But you played it though.
But yeah, I played it. I didn't finish it.
Okay.
The controls crappy still.
Oh. Okay.
That's the latest one. Yeah, the controls are still crappy. The one I would tell you to get is the one before that. I forgot that one was called Homecoming.
Homecoming.
Now, that's the one I played. Never mind me, the second one a lot. Mm-hmm. That would be the one I played. The Downpour. Nah, skip that. Controls are crap. Barely see. It's just weird. I don't know. I didn't like that.
Okay. All right. And also, too, since we're on Silent Hill, they got the collection for the PS3, too.
Yeah.
I have it, yeah.
That's right.
But, and then the first Silent Hill, the PlayStation 1 one, is $10 on
PSN. Might be cheaper.
It might be cheaper.
Because
it's got 50 to 80% off of Halloween games.
Halloween games. Sony, again, stepping it up with that.
Yeah.
PlayStation Network, they got games for 80% off.
Yeah, I love PlayStation Network.
80% off, man. They got movies for $1 you can rent. Like, I'm talking like real horror, scary movies, like for $1. They got like the Walking Dead season pass for like $3.
Nice.
Yeah.
$3.
Yeah.
Plants vs. Zombies, $3.75.
What?
No. Man, I get that on everything. But yeah, check that deal out if y'all didn't. Resident Evil 10 or Resident Evil 4 Golden Edition, $8.
$8. I think, was it 6? It's like $15.
Devil May Cry bundle, $10. All 3 games.
Yeah, I saw that too. I think, was it the Maximo, the Ghosts and Goblins thing for the PS3? Not PS3, PS2 is like $6 too. Since we're talking about Resident Evil, that's, you know, that's usually like the pinnacle of...
Yeah, we know. You post on your YouTube is Resident Evil video.
Well, that's... I mean, no. That is not the only thing I post. I've only done 2 Resident Evil games out of...
Yeah, I know. And you keep posting Resident Evil.
Because we have to... It's a playthrough. It's a let's play. We have to finish the game. We can't half-ass
it. Man, you got like 25 Resident Evil... things on your YouTube channel. Why don't you just call the Resident
Evil channel? It's not the Resident Evil channel. They're Let's Plays. We start a game, we finish a game.
But you don't gotta always finish a game.
Yes, you do. You have to finish the game.
But you, the way you're going...
There's a beginning and there's an end.
You're gonna be at Resident Evil for 20 years.
No, it's not. There's about... there's a couple more parts left. And
damn!
What you mean, damn? Has anybody been, like, we have to finish the game. I finished the PlayStation. The first like real big playthrough I did was Resident Evil 1. That was for the PSN. I did the Jill scenario from beginning to end.
Okay, that's what I want you to do. I want you to go on your YouTube and count how many Resident Evil videos you got, right? Resident Evil, put them up with everything else on your channel.
No, I would say
Resident Evil out got
of,
more.
Out of 53 videos, Resident Evil is the most.
I say more than half.
I said it has.
It gotta be about 30, 35.
It's not, I won't say 30. It's getting there
because. No, it's about 30, 35.
No, it's getting about 30 because, you know, you know.
It is the 30. I bet you any amount of money.
It's the last week.
I bet you an Xbox One.
Okay, it's probably past 30.
Okay.
Past 30. I'm not giving you an exact number because I know.
I know it's past 30, though.
Okay.
Because you tweet about it all
the time. Well, and also.
Oh, shit, again!
It's not the same video, though. That's what a playthrough is, though.
Yeah, I understand that, but damn, man. Okay. Resident Evil Overdrive.
And, like, it's Halloween Fest. I mean, now. Okay, I played Jill with the PSN one, and then now we're going through chronologically because
more Resident Evil.
It'll be a while before the very. I'll say that at the end of my playthrough too. But the next Resident Evil game past Zero is Resident Evil Remake, but that's long way down.
Give me 2 years.
There's plenty more games before.
At least give me 2 years.
I'm not saying 2 years. I give people, I would say about four or five months.
Can I at least get
a pretty long series?
Can I at least get an 8 months?
Okay.
Eight months.
What is it? November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June.
Give me June.
June.
I'll be happy.
June. Resident Evil Remake in June.
So I'll be up on go watch my video.
What is it?
Ah, shit!
But also, you keep making fun. Okay, I did Resident Evil Zero.
I'm just teasing you, man.
Okay, I did Resident Evil Zero for Halloween Fest because it's a scary game. And then if you watch one of the videos, I actually made a montage for other horror games that I may or may not play, but other horror games since I did it in the theme of October, I did make a montage of other spooky games. And also too, I've only done like nine playing arounds as it is anyway. So I mean, what you trying to say? I'm just starting out. You know,
I'll do a little bit more other stuff. Give me some Pokemon. And I don't even like Pokemon. Like, y'all know I don't like Pokemon. Right. I'd rather watch some Pokemon or something. Every time you
come to finish the game.
It's like, Resident Evil. I'm like, damn, gotta this nigga love
game.
That shit.
Gotta finish the game.
This nigga love it. Love it like people love peanut butter sandwiches.
Well, and then another one. Well, the next one I started was Ghostbusters, the video game.
No, yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that. That was fun. I was like, oh, something new. Resident Evil, get this nigga getting me.
Well, if you're reading the titles, this is I give people parts, and then I can only do two at a time. I can't. My limit is two playthroughs up until it's done, because now I had to stop making. I had to stop because of October and trying to get Halloween Fest all together. I had to stop one. And then once Resident Evil is done, we'll get back to that in November. So.
And you cannot say anything else bad about Resident Evil movies if you're gonna sit and play those games that much.
They're the games, not the movies.
The movies.
And I didn't say anything bad about them. I just said.
You can't because if you're gonna sit and play those.
I'm not gonna.
Because we have been through this. We've seen some of those FMV videos and stuff on Resident Evil 1.
Right.
They was crap.
I didn't say they were good.
So Resident Evil movies, come on, man. You got to leave that alone. If you're going to be whoring out Resident Evil series like that, you got to give them a break, at least on the movies.
I know you're messing with me. But, okay. But, all right, I got four more. And then if y'all got any other spooky games y'all looked up or anything like that, just let me know. Speaking of Resident Evil, some people call it kind of like the stepchild, but Dino Crisis.
They should make another one.
I really think they should either make another one more like in a maybe a contemporary setting. I think the last one was Dino Crisis 3. That was like in space or like on a spaceship. It was for the original Xbox. It was more like a rail shooter than an actual running around getting, running from dinosaurs, things like that. Mm-hmm. But Dino Crisis was one. I still have the first
one. Yeah, I got the first Dino Crisis on PSN for like $5. So that's on. Yeah. All of them might be on that, matter of fact.
Yeah.
How many of it is? I tried to play
it's it. Only, it's technically there's four, but one is a, not three, but Dino Stalker is kind of like, you know how Resident Evil had like Resident Evil
Survival? Well, how many on PlayStation 2?
It's two.
I got the first one. I don't know about the second one.
Okay.
Yeah. But I know the first one is on PSN Network.
You remember Resident Evil Survivor? It's like a first-person shooter. Oh, it's the first.
Yeah.
Dino Stalkers is kind of like that. Oh, no, like Dino Crisis version of that. I'm talking about like the Resident Evil 2. Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah. Dino Crisis 1 and 2. And then the third one is on Xbox.
Oh, we should also give a... another is, I mean, I know it's a movie game, but Saw video games. I actually like those video games. They're not bad. They deal with puzzles and stuff too.
And just write that down too. How many is it? Just one, or is it?
I think it's two or three.
Okay.
I finished the second one, and I finished the third one. I think it's three.
Okay.
It's either two or three, whatever they was. I know I finished two of them.
Okay.
Because I actually like them games a lot. I don't know how well they sold, right. But I like those. And they give you choices and stuff, and like the puzzles for the movie and stuff.
Is it like a decision based? Like, what the fuck is that game?
It's a little bit of that.
Okay.
I think I know what I'm gonna get Chris for. Get him nose. Let him put his lips on nose.
Okay.
All right. I don't even know what that means.
Have you ever played the Clock Tower game?
Uh-uh.
Okay, I just figured that was just another kind of spooky game we can kind of get into. I'm trying to think. What other... we got the Dead Island.
Oh, I got Dead Island Riptide. I didn't even open that. No, I ain't opened it yet. Damn. It's still on the TV. I haven't opened it.
Did you play the first Dead Island?
Yeah, right? I played the first one. That's another one on sale on PSN for $4.
Yeah.
I played it on Dreamcast. I played it on Xbox. I didn't finish it. I put a couple hours into it.
Yeah.
But on that one, it's like you gotta do a lot of walking around and stuff like that. Yeah. It looked like it's more. When I was playing it, I couldn't follow the story. And the thing is, I lost my car.
Mm-hmm.
And then you lose your car, you gotta be walking all the way back. I just cut it off and stopped. But it was a good game though.
Fuck that shit.
And I do want to play the second one. I just haven't had time. The only thing I've been playing lately is Killzone 3 to try to finish it. And that game longer than what I thought it was.
It's longer than Resident Evil. But, I'm just
fucking... Well, no, it actually might be because that's a shooter. And, you know, Resident Evil, you got to run back and forth and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's a little... You got to go... what you call them?
Okay.
But I didn't actually think that was that long.
Two quick games I want to say before we wrap this up. Does anybody remember Carrier for the for the Dreamcast?
No.
Carrier. No.
Because I remember you having it. Okay. Pretty much. Just Carrier. Fans, y'all look it up if y'all don't know. And another one I know everybody knows here, Zombies Revenge for the Dreamcast. Essentially the Dreamcast version of Streets of Rage. How about that?
That was
how can anyone do this? And then also, lastly, House of the Dead series.
House of the Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, the quotes.
The quotes.
That's about it.
I don't want to die. All right, well, from all of us here.
Shark Shotgun.
Okay.
I'm Dirty Devil.
And I'm Jamal, your host. We are out. We will see you guys next show, right? All right.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, spooky. Peace out.